Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about the real meaning of Palm Sunday. And I'd like to read to you from John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, where we read this. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." When Jesus came into Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday, you could say that it was a patriotic parade. You see, in that day, and for those people, it would have looked like a modern 4th of July parade in today's America. The crowd shouted that Jesus was the King of Israel. They waved branches of palm trees, which were a patriotic symbol for an independent Israel going back to their last independent state under the Maccabees. It was an excited, happy time of welcoming for the man whom many thought would be the King of Israel to overthrow the hated Romans. Since it was near the Passover, there were a lot of Roman soldiers in Jerusalem. It isn't hard to imagine that several of those Roman soldiers would have seen the parade, and they felt it was important to tell their commander, Pontius Pilate. They had to tell them that the Jews had just welcomed into the city a king to replace the present rulers, the Roman rulers. Now, if Pilate received the news, how do you think he would have responded? Think of the questions that he might ask of the soldiers who could have brought this report of the parade of this coming king into Jerusalem. Pilate might have asked, "Well, what kind of army did this king of the Jews have?" And they would have said, "Well, there were no soldiers, and there were only children who laughed and danced along with the parade." What kind of patriotic war songs did they sing? Well, none at all, only songs of praise to the God of Israel. What kind of weapons did they have? They didn't have any swords or spears, only palm branches. Then maybe Pilate would have asked, "Well, tell me about this king. What kind of horse did he ride on?" Well, he didn't ride a war horse. Matter of fact, he didn't ride a horse at all. It was a donkey, and a young one at that. If Pontius Pilate thought about that parade that brought Jesus of Nazareth into Jerusalem at all, he probably would have laughed thinking about it. You see, the Romans, they knew how to put on a proper military parade, and this wasn't it. It was like the difference between a great military parade with soldiers and tanks and missiles contrasting with a children's 4th of July Independence Day parade in America. Jesus said something dramatic with this entry into Jerusalem. He was saying through his actions, "Yes, I am a king of love and power, as I showed with raising Lazarus from the dead, but I'm not like the kings of this world. I am a humble king coming to serve and to die for my people." The most wonderful thing about this is that the humble king won. He defeated the Roman Empire and every other empire. The kingdom of Jesus to this day remains, and it grows daily. Surrender to your King and thank him for his reign today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.